you can see in pasteboard boxes now.
Mm-hmm.
And in place of striking, they're not striking but just one match to build a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, you won't have enough to last to went to town again. You go to town maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you've done that, you have to have a fire in the field, burn trash, bother timber, and it blow down and wreck all that trash up. Have to carry a torch.
Mm-hmm.
Get from that fireplace
mm-hmm.
to that first pile of trash, then tore around and set the other trash pile aside.
Mm-hmm.
You need a farmer as long in. You can learn something.
What would you have in your room to hang your clothes up in?
Not many. Most everybody had a little closet or something built at the... See, the chimney would be big.
Mm-hmm.
Stick out in the floor. In the floor, the floor would be sawed off at the edge of the fireplace. And they'd have these kind of corners cut off like closets in houses now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they hung the clothes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a piece of furniture you could hang your clothes in?
Yeah, some of them did. If it did, they had to make it by hand.
What, you remember what they called it?
I don't find out what all they have been called.
Give me a shipper robe or
a shipper robe. I may hope build them. I may built some of them.
Uh-huh.
And you put that in there and swing a door to it.
Mm-hmm.
Come back here in the back. I'll show you some of these boards, store boardings.
Oh, I'll go back. Let's let this run out first.
Oh, next year, these here kind of walk inside at the fold like that, you know, and pull them together and you got them.
Mm-hmm.
They cost $40 a piece.
What'd you call the boards on the outside of the house that would lap over each other like this?
Weatherboarding.
Okay, and the part, when you open the door, you step out onto the
porch.
Okay. Did you ever see a porch that would go on around the side of the house? Do you remember what that was called?
Yes, sir. I've seen a porch that go all the way around the house.
What did they call it?
They call that a outside porch.
Uh-huh.
Maybe two bedrooms here. And a porch goes down the side of it, like till it goes down the way down. That's so two more bedrooms or whatever we're using them for, and on down and porch come back same place.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a little porch that doesn't have a roof to it?
Well, that's just a stoop. What we call used to call them stoops. Most of them had shelters over them. See,
mm-hmm.
And just a landing to stand on. No steps going out in and out of the house.
Uh-huh.
And the way they built them them days, it's so great, big blocks of them modern wood I tell you about. It'd be good and solid, take axe and shape it up like they wanted. And then hew a piece of heavy, lighter timber and lay it on top of them things for steps to step up on.
And you might have a fenced-in area that you could put your cows in overnight to milk them?
Oh, yeah, they had cows then.
Uh-huh.
And some of them had barns that they kept them in.
Uh-huh.
And when they had a barn, they'd put them in the